know a bit more about Omicron as the days go by, and let's hypothesize that it does come in, but we share your wish that it won't. The Pfizer vaccine's been shown to be less effective against it in a small study from the Africa Health Research Institute, quote, a very large drop in neutralization of Omicron. Pfizer itself is now recommending a third dose as soon as possible. And second dose protection, according to somewhere I read, was cited as being low as 10%. So we should be prepared, though, shouldn't we?
Oh, yeah, very much so. And I think the evidence really is mounting that Omicron is getting a lot of its selective advantage, because of its ability to partially evade some of the protection provided by these vaccines. But we know the vaccines still work because they don't just give you protection by antibodies, by encouraging or getting your cells to produce antibodies. You also have cell-mediated immunity, which adds protection. But certainly we need to look at accelerating the rollout of the third dose in New Zealand. And obviously everyone who's already gone for 6 months or longer since their second dose, now, of course, you can get your booster, and people should be lining up to do that.
Yeah. In Scientific American, there are several assertions from top scientists, and among them, that Omicron's rise may be largely due to its ability to infect people who are immune to Delta through vaccination or previous infection, that it's not just smiting the unvaccinated. That is becoming clearer, Michael.
Yeah, it is. And in the past, we've seen this succession of viruses that have outcompeted the ones that have come before. And this is the sort of normal survival of the fittest process, that the virus really, if it doesn't really have a consciousness, but the only thing it cares about, of course, is making more copies of itself for the next generation. And then that attribute will become more common. And that is, you know, classic survival of the fittest. And of course, we had the original virus, and then we had the alpha variant that started in the UK late last year and was more infectious. And then that was overcome by the Delta variant that appeared to start in India, and that's really dominated the world now. And so the rise of Omicron is because it's outcompeting the virus, but Delta, but it isn't necessarily doing that by being more infectious. It can also do that by actually evading immunity that people have acquired either from previous natural infection or from the vaccine.